Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Smart Money is brought to you by Madden Advisory Services.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Madden Advisory Services, Inc. is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville. Welcome back to Smart Money Live, Hour 2 on this overcast Saturday, September the 16th. Wow, we're only 5 days away from the autumnal equinox, which is, hey, that's important. That's the beginning of fall. Anyway, folks, welcome back to Smart Money. Lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. As the beautiful Mystic Mink says, that is area code 904. So call and call now. Did you know
previously newly enlisted military members had a 15-year limit on educational benefits offered under the GI Bill, and many reservists who were injured during active service didn't meet full requirements to even qualify for the bill. However, as the name suggests, the Forever GI Bill eliminates that 15-year limit on educational benefits. The caveat is it's only for those who have been discharged on or after January 1st of 2013 or Purple Heart recipients since September 11th of 2001. The removal of the 15-year time limit also applies to surviving dependents using the Fry Scholarship.
I think that's super. I really, really do. We never can do enough for our active duty military. It's unlike any other career field that you can get into. They sign and pledge their life. That's part of their contract. So let's see. Charles, I want to make an offer for you. I'm a blonde and a gator, and while I'm not wrong, sometimes I'm not as factually correct as I would like to be. I thought that was rather clever.
I'm afraid what's coming out next.
No. Don't be. Charles, if you will drop your contract by the office, make an appointment, we'll sit down and go over that with you.
Hey, wait a second. You need to be there. That man was irate.
Okay. I don't mind. Or you can send in a copy. We'll go over it. And if I'm wrong, I will come on the air and I will openly admit my mistake. So I don't know how much fairer I can be than that.
We'll have to pull out the black crow.
Yeah, you can pull the black crow out. Yeah, I said I'd eat crow one day, and Michelle found this damn crow.
It pops up in the office every now and then.
Yeah.
I have to give credit. My mom actually found the crow.
She did.
Well, she did.
After she heard Hank say he'll eat crow.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, that's a very supportive mom.
Come on, let's give Nick a chance here. Yo, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for putting up with these less than appreciative folks that are here with me.
Well, my question is pretty basic. My wife and I, we do pretty well. Currently, we both contribute about 10% of our salaries into our 401ks. I have a Roth IRA, and it's more or less a question of whether or not we're not in a position to be able to fund both Roth IRAs, but so it boils down to, should we increase our funding for 401k and get us to the max on both sides, or should we go ahead and diversify a little bit and fund our Roth IRAs?
Excellent question. Do you know what your marginal tax rate is?
Well, I'm going to do some things to try and get myself down to the 25%.
How old are you, Nick?
I'm 38. My wife is 36.
Okay, well, now, you've got a couple of things going for you. You're trying to get it down. How much money do you, the two of you make collectively?
165.
Okay.
You're right on that border.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that, you know, aside from retirement type expenses, do you have any big financial goals coming up where you think you need some money? Like a new house or anything like that? Education?
So right now we're in pretty good shape with our current property, our residential. It's on a 15-year, and the way that we're paying on it, we'll probably have it paid off in about 4 years. And then the,
you guys are doing good for your age.
Good parents
taught us well. So
wait a minute. Why are you paying the house off in 4 years? You'll be at 42.
Well, for one, the general idea behind it is I also have a rental property where I make about $500 a month on that. And the idea is, once we pay off our residential, we'll actually turn that into a second rental property. And then that will just be straight, you know, minus the taxes and things like that. That'll be pretty much straight income.
Okay, where will you live then?
From there, also in the interim, what we're looking to do is save and get into a house that we are really happy with. So in about 4 or 5 years, we're going to be looking to purchase a house that we would theoretically live in for the rest of our lives.
And so tell me a little bit about what you've done to start saving for that goal so far.
So Megan and I, we've already taken care of our 6-month emergency fund. And then we have right now, we're not in a position of, you know, hitting that 20% yet by any means. But we've saved about $20,000 for it.
Okay. What do you think this new house is going to cost?
Probably about a half.
About 500?
Yeah, we don't.
So you're going to need $100,000.
Yes.
Okay.
And saving in the next 4 or 5 years, so your goal then, you basically need to save roughly $20,000 or so a year if you have emergency savings. You know, do you have enough money to save to that and the 401k and the Roth?
Potentially. I mean, with the...
Do you guys eat?
Oh, yeah. The thing is we don't have any other expenses. We don't have any debt, excluding the house. We're pretty frugal when it comes to cars. We don't buy flashy cars. I mean, I drive a truck that has 185,000 miles on it, and, you know, we'll just continue to drive a depreciating asset.
Okay, you have kids, right?
No, we did not.
We do not.
Our only kids that we're able to have are dogs.
Okay, so unless you adopt, you're not going to have kids.
Correct.
Okay. Do you see that in your near future?
No.
At 38, one of the things that I look for with a Roth is, what is the potential of your tax bracket in retirement being greater than your tax bracket right now? At 38, you have a good number of years ahead of you before you would hit retirement. And the way that people are living today, 65 and 70 people are still growing strong, some out of necessity, but others, like me, I would go crazy if I didn't have something to do. And while I've got some challenges facing me right now, I still love doing what I do. So the potential is for you to work for a good number of years. Looking at your previous history, you have a demonstrated track record of successful accumulation. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. I think there's a pretty good potential that you could accumulate assets significant enough in retirement to exceed your current tax bracket right now. Having said that, then I'm going to surprise you. A Roth makes sense.
I know. As you were saying that statement, I'm like, holy smokes, that conclusion is not going to come out of your mouth.
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, basically with the IRA and Roth and the 401k and Roth, it's a game where you're just trying to pay the taxes at the lowest point. And if you think your income's going to be higher when you are retired and using the money, and maybe that happens because you have all these investment properties that you're doing right now, or maybe you and your wife
combination.
Right. Have a business that you own and you draw residual income in retirement, or you know, any of those factors, and you want to pay the taxes right now while you're in a lower tax bracket, if your income's gonna which is a Roth. If your income's going to drop when you retire, you want to take the tax deduction now. And that's how it is for most people. You take the tax deduction now and do the traditional accounts and then pay it when you take the money out. So in my opinion, you're sort of right on the border. I mean, even if you bump up to one tax bracket higher, you're going from 25 to 28%. So, you know, I think your income would have to significantly go up, you know, above at the current rate above $233,000. You know, to see a significant difference. So to me, it's sort of a gray area.
Well, it's.
And so with that, if you don't mind me asking one more question, one of the things that I do find kind of attractive about a Roth that the 401k just doesn't do is, you know, most company 401ks, they only work going one way, and that's if the market's going up. And as happy as I am that the markets continue to go up, inevitably they're going to go down. So with a Roth, at least there's an opportunity to get into something that, like a inverse EFT or some type of index fund that will help protect a little bit.
Whoa, danger.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you hit on a good point of a Roth is that, you know, compared to your 401k, it's got tons of more options as far as what you can do inside of it. You make too much to do a traditional IRA, so you would do the Roth IRA and get a lot more flexibility to it. But...
Michelle wants to say something. Go for it, girl.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy those inverse ETFs.
Okay.
You just take on a lot of risk at that point in time, and I don't know that the reward is, number one, always there, and number two, I think when the reward is there, I think you kind of have to jump on it because it can disappear quite quickly.
It's pure market timing, and the percentages work against you. So it's like going to a casino and betting on something where you lose 80% of the time. I mean, the market... Okay. 80% roughly about 80% of the time over a month by month period, the market's positive. So
then when
well, not only that, but market timing is damn near impossible to call correctly.
So when the market does go down, and it will, I mean, I think everybody can agree with that.
Buy more.
What's that?
I said the same thing you did. I'm starting to get scared.
Buy more.
It's on sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're 38 years old. You don't have to worry about using the money in any time in the near term. So when the market dips for you with your age, like they said, it's an opportunity for you.
Okay.
Nick, it sounds like you're not afraid to do some homework on your own.
No, I enjoy this kind of stuff.
Okay.
I'm not a millennial.
Let me give you something. Let me give you something to look at then. Google... modern portfolio theory.
Okay.
And there are enough various articles and papers that are written in people talk, not our language, that it makes it relatively easy to understand. And basically what that will tell you to do is establish an investment policy by yield and risk we measure by standard deviation. And then create a portfolio by asset classes, large cap, small cap, automotive, retail, sales, telecommunication, blah, 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 that will give you those results. Okay. That way it allows you to factor in market corrections and not have everything in the market all the time. So you will have more of a predictable portfolio. And I'll bet you if you looked at the beta on yours, your beta is going to be above 1.0. You might look up betas too if you've never looked at that.
Okay.
So I hope that we've helped you.
No, it's been great. I appreciate it. I like the kind of Socratic going back and forth with it. My some of my coworkers, we've had some discussions about, you know, what route to go down when it comes to these types of situations. We all tend to be pretty frugal.
Okay. Well, listen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, God bless you and your wife. Did you weather the hurricane all right?
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was actually, it may sound a little sadistic, but it was kind of fun.
Okay. I don't know what that... Okay. Anyway, folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:23. Did you know?
Did you know? According to experts, the closure of several for-profit colleges and universities in 2015 and 16 adversely affected many student veterans. The new Forever GI Bill was signed to provide help. Stick around to learn more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. I was somewhat long-winded, so we're going to have a short break here. Did you know?
Did you know under the new Forever GI Bill, veterans whose colleges shut down in the middle of the semester will have their benefits restored? According to the Congressional Budget Office, $50 million will go towards restoring benefits to thousands of veterans next year.
Well, that's super. We're going to need to do a follow-up on how can veterans go back and follow up on that. So if those that lost it, they said they're going to restore them. Well, if they don't, what can they do to assure that they did get them back? I'm saying that can be a follow-up.
Okay. It's a good follow-up.
Yeah,
it is. You'll know. The money won't be there.
Okay, folks, that's the magical sign. Yeah, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take an information timeout. Bring you up-to-date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area. And then we're back to you and your question. So get them out. Get them ready. Lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the beautiful, beautiful Mystic Minx will tell you, area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know STEM bachelor's degrees, those degrees in areas of science, technology, engineering, or math, often take up to 5 years to complete? Veterans often voice that they have had to choose other fields in order to complete a degree during the availability of their GI benefits. Under the new Forever GI Bill, we have some changes, so stick around to learn more. You are listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Okay, chillins, it's time to get back. Yeah, I can say that because I'm Southern. Okay, folks, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:36. Yes, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Call and call now. And as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell you, That's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know veterans interested in the STEM fields, those that focus on science, technology, engineering, or math degrees, will be eligible to receive either 9 months more of educational benefits or up to a maximum of $30,000 in the form of a lump sum? While many of the bill's provisions do go into effect next year, this provision actually will not be available until August of 2019.
I wonder why. Budgeting?
Yeah, I'm sure. Funding.
Yeah. We can fund how to determine how many miles a shrimp can run, but we cannot. That's pretty accurate. It was a shrimp on a treadmill doing something. But anyway. Hey, our tax dollars paid for that shrimp, by the way.
I'm sure it was very important for us to know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Well, but how did it taste?
Well, it could have been sushi, and it could have been sweet shrimp, or it could have been boiled.
Well, they're all delicious.
If it were better after it ran on the treadmill, we may want to think about finding ways to mandate all shrimp exercise.
That's true. That is true. Although they do get a lot of swimming in. You know, I was on a swim team in high school, and that's pretty. Of all the sports I went out for, that was the most demanding sport that I have ever taken, swimming. So, okay, your editorial for the second hour.
You don't remember what I'm going to talk about, do you? I won't put you on the spot like that.
I do. It's completely outrageous.
During all of our Hurricane Irma preparation, Equifax had a huge, huge security breach. You might have missed it with us, again, in preparation and having power out and all of that. But it was the absolute worst security breach in modern history. While Yahoo had a pretty large break a while back, Yahoo's breach wasn't nearly as bad due to the nature of information that was taken. Now, Equifax is claiming that 143 million people are affected, and information including Social Security numbers, date of birth, address, driver's license numbers, and even credit card numbers for some were compromised. Equifax does have an online tool where you can go online, you enter your name and the last six digits of your Social Security number in order to determine if you were a potential victim. Now, Equifax also immediately released statements and offers to monitor your credit and repair your credit for free for a certain period of time. But just think about that. Free credit monitoring brought to you by the people who let your information get hacked. And not just once, but they've actually been hacked three separate times. So if I were you, I really wouldn't bother wasting my time in doing that. I think the big question becomes, how do you protect yourself now? I think the first thing that people should consider is the credit freeze. A credit freeze seals your credit reports and your ability to open a new line of credit. So when you freeze your credit account, you'll either be issued or you'll create a PIN number that only you will know. If you need to open a line of credit, you can use your PIN to temporarily thaw your credit. And so even if criminals try to use your information, they won't be able to actually open a new account with it. Now, if you are interested in freezing your account, yeah, you do need to do this with all three credit bureaus. Requests can be made in a number of different ways. You can make them online for some of the companies by phone or by certified mail. That certified mail does have to have a return receipt request with that. I'll tell you, I went online. I probably froze all three of mine in about 5 minutes. I felt it was pretty simple. I didn't have any problems. When you go online, costs to do this do vary by state. Now, Equifax is doing it for free. The other two have fees, again, varying by state. In the state of Florida, if you are under the age of 65, it is $10 to freeze your credit. If you are over the age of 65, it is free. Once you freeze your credit in the state of Florida, it does remain frozen until you thaw it out. Now, the next thing I will say is, just because criminals cannot open a new account for you doesn't mean that you're completely in the clear. I still encourage you. I think you still need to monitor your accounts on a very regular basis. And I think you need to think about this. I mean, if they have all of those pieces of information on you. You don't know. They can go in. They can change where your credit card bill is being sent. They can have a new credit card sent to them. I mean, there's so many things that they could do. They could change passwords on your existing accounts. So I think everybody needs to stay very vigilant. You do need to monitor your accounts. I think Credit Karma is one of the easiest ways to do that, and it is also free. So you go onto Credit Karma, you can look at all of the lines of credit that you have open. It will also list out, you know, what their balances are. You can see all of that information. You can also allow them to send you alerts if things happen on your credit. So if somebody applies for a new line of credit, they'll send you an alert. It actually does say on there that if you make deposits in certain amount or withdrawals in certain amounts on your accounts, that it will notify you. Not quite sure how that works, but it does say that they will send out alerts. If you are worried about the time and expense it will take to clean up fraudulent accounts, I think you should consider some of the services like companies, LifeLock. I think that's probably the most well-known company. You probably won't be surprised to learn then that LifeLock is currently experiencing a huge uptick in enrollees. According to LifeLock, they have had more people sign up for their services in the first 3 days after the news of the Equifax breach than any other time period surrounding the Yahoo breach. So I actually think that's pretty good news. I think that means people are taking this seriously, and it is good. With a hack of this magnitude, undoubtedly most people are going to be affected in one way or another, and these effects can be seen for years to come. Criminals will use every tactic that they can to think of and take advantage of the situation. Now, even if your information was not exposed, you may still receive either fake emails, texts, fake phone calls from criminals offering to help or ask for information to either determine if you were affected, or maybe say, hey, we can help protect you if you weren't. Just as a reminder, be really wary of emails containing any links or attachments. Don't click on any of the links within an email. It could be a scam. Call the company directly if you're not sure if correspondence coming from them is legitimate. Watch for grammatical errors in your email communication. That's usually a pretty good indication that it did not come from a legitimate source. Do not call back or reply to any phone or text messages from unknown numbers. You should be strategic with your login credentials and passwords. Don't use personal information in your login ID. Create a unique password for each of your financial institutions that you do business with, and you should change them every several months. Ask questions about your financial institution's security procedures and their resources. And again, I think it's very important to monitor your financial accounts, not only your credit cards, but, you know, your financial, any of your investment accounts, your bank accounts. You could see fraudulent transactions happening there. Ideally, you're going to want your financial institutions to offer the two-factor authentication when you're going online. I do know that Charles Schwab, as well as many other institutions, do offer security tokens, which generate numerical codes when you push a button. That code is used in addition to your login and password, and is a great way to deter someone from being able to get enough information to log in and make changes in those accounts. I definitely think it's a scary place in the cyber world. I encourage everyone to protect yourself from fraudulent accounts, as well as those fraudulent transactions within your accounts.
That was super. Okay, we're going to have to take an information timeout. Folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is, 11:45. Yes, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the beautiful exotic Mystic Minx will tell you, that is area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know if you are currently on active duty or have been discharged after January 1st, 2013, and you haven't used your GI Bill yet, I have some important news for you. Stick around to find out more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Yo, Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:50, and yes, lines are open, 340-1045. Did you know?
Did you know if you are a veteran who is discharged after January 1st, 2013, you now have forever to use your GI benefits? Your housing allowance will also remain at the current higher rate. Now, if you are on active duty, have never used your GI Bill, and will be discharged on or after January 1st of 2018, you have forever to use your GI Bill, but your housing allowance will be at a new lower rate, and that's approximately $100 less per month, unless you start using your GI Bill before the end of this year. So there's a very small group of people out there that you could actually have the best of both worlds. You have no time limit for your GI Bill and the higher allowance. So you're going to get at least $1,000 more per year, and you just have to start using your GI Bill this year.
Cool. Okay. A heads up about WOKV and being proactive after Irma.
After Irma, as well as a number of other people. But WOKV has partnered with over 70 volunteer organizations who will be out in the community this Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be no charge, no gimmicks. If you or someone you know is in need of debris or tree removal services, you can call the Disaster Cleanup Hotline. The number for that hotline is 1-800-451-1954. And again, there's no charge, no gimmicks. 1-800-451-1954.
My little financial planner's mind just clicked in and said, what if they're injured on the property? Who's liable?
We're going to hope that's not going to happen.
Yes.
I mean, it's the same thing for all of the people who are just naturally going and volunteering on their own without even being a part of an organization.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, folks, that for those that don't have insurance and you invite them on your property to help clean up, remove a tree and a branch falls on them or breaks a leg or they whack a leg off with a chainsaw, your property, your expense. So just be aware, just something to mention casually. Mark, it's also like this is really terrible, the hurricane, in that it wasn't as bad as predicted. Therefore, the casualty loss will not be as high as predicted or as much strain on the market as initially predicted.
Yes. Yeah, so did you see some of those stocks bounce back?
Oh, yeah.
Some of them double digits.
Yeah. There are some big gains. This economy is in great shape. What we need to have happen is Congress get off their duffs and pass some tax legislation that's meaningful. Not patchwork, but meaningful. And then we can see things really kick into high gear. What are you sitting there, Brian?
Are you confident that's going to happen?
Well,
And what news channel have you been watching?
Well, no, just talking to a few legislators that I know that they feel with a high degree of confidence that we will get tax legislation through retroactively to the beginning of the year before the year is out.
Meaningful tax legislation?
Yeah,
in this year?
I've phrased it the same way. So, you know, we'll see. They have got to do something. If they don't, shame on them in 2018.
It's a wasted opportunity if they don't.
Donald Trump's greatest risk is his own party. Republicans notoriously like to try to decide on which foot they want to shoot first. And then they don't really care whether it's an 8-inch howitzer or a shotgun that they use. They're just very, very good at doing both. We're almost out of time. Wow, this Saturday has just flown by. So, folks, if you want to meet us, give us a call at the office at 296-1127, and we'll provide a one-hour consultation at no fee. So we can sit down and visit you and your situation and determine what financial services are appropriate. We are a fee-only firm, so we have no products to sell whatsoever. So we can afford to be very objective in our review of you and your situation. So give us a call at 296-1127. That's 296-1127. And then you can meet with Michelle, Brian, or me. And we'll see where we should go from there. Upcoming, anything of great significance? We got the Fed's meeting. Is it next week?
Yep, next week. But I don't think they're going to do anything. Not this time.
Well, it'll depend on how that inflation number is really looked at and if they have some inside information on it.
I mean, if it's largely driven by gas prices because the refineries are shut down, I can't see that. You know, maybe what I'm interested to know is how they start handling the drawing down the balance sheet, and maybe we'll get a little bit more information out of this meeting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Really quick, for anybody who missed the information on how to freeze your credit or how to protect your accounts, we're going to go ahead and put something online so you can get that information, the links, as well as phone numbers to take care of that.
So let's go to our website, right?
Yes.
Yes, MaddenAdvisory.com, and that'll be up on Monday.
Yes.
Up Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Folks,
we
got to go.
As soon as we leave here, we're out.
If nobody said they cared about you, particularly with all the trauma around, know that Michelle, Brian, the beautiful Mystic Minx, and I do. Always remember, and particularly at this time, the most important investment that you're going to make is that special time you'll spend with family and friends. It's an asset that'll never appear on any balance sheet anywhere. Our American fighting men and women, their families, our first responders, that's our police officers, our firemen, our EMTs and their families. God bless you. Thank you for the sacrifices that you make for us that allow us to live in a free country and a safe city. And always remember this, that Christ Jesus gave us this day. And if, you know, it tells us in the Bible, in all things be grateful. And I truly have been searching hard. And one of the things that I have found is part of my daily prayers, both morning and evening, if to unite this nation again as one nation under God. Well, these terrible tragedies we've had have brought a lot of people closer to a relationship with Christ. And for that, I'm very grateful. Folks, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.